Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, September 7th. Pretty quiet day to end the week here in the grains with corn and beans up and wheat a little bit lower. On the week, wheat was the big mover, trading lower after the announcement from the Russian grain ministers meeting Monday that there would be no taxes or limits on exports. Let's first take a look at the corn. We've got December finishing up 0.75 cents at 367. That's up 2 cents on the week. Pretty quiet week in the corn as we look forward to next week's WASDE report on Wednesday. We had about a 9 cent range. Exports came out a day late due to Monday's holiday, 1.063 million metric tons versus estimates of between 600,000 and 1.2 million. So at the higher end of the range there, that was good. We have the funds still short about 60,000 contracts of corn. So if we get any kind of friendly surprise there, that may give them some impetus to start covering some of those shorts. Average guesses for yield for next Wednesday's report, 177.8 bushels per acre. That's about 0.75 bushel per acre lower than the August number at 178.4. And the stocks number estimate, 1.639 billion bushels. That's versus the August estimate of 1.684. So a little bit lower there in both those numbers. Taking a look at wheat, we had December finished down 2.5 cents at 5.11 1/4. Kansas City D's down 2 at 5.14 3/4. Chicago down about 34 cents on the week. Kansas City down about 38 again on the disappointment regarding the announcement from Russia that they would not be putting any taxes or limits on exports. Funds long over 50,000 contracts in both the Chicago and Kansas City. And when that announcement came out, you had some fund liquidation there as they did not get the bullish news that they were looking for. Average guesses for wheat carryout for next week's number, 941 million bushels, up a little bit from the 935 million bushel number in August. And the world wheat number looking to come down a little bit, 257.58 million metric tons, down from the August number of 258.96. Market will be keeping a close eye on those world numbers to see what kind of adjustments are actually made. Taking a look at beans, we had November finish up 4.75 cents at 844. That's up a 0.5 cent on the week, about a 15 cent range in the beans this week. Again, looking ahead to next week's number. Export sales came out at 673,000 versus estimates of between 300,000 and 1 million metric tons. So about the higher third of the range there. Exports in the wheat came in the middle of the range, 380,000 versus guesses of between 200 and 500,000. Funds still short about 50,000 contracts of beans. Average estimate for next week's number, 52.2 bushels per acre. That's up about 0.75 bushel from the August 51.6. That would put the carryout at 830 million bushels versus the August number of 785 million. Now, there are a couple of private numbers that came out this week, and some of those looking a shade higher than 53 bushels per acre. So you add another bushel per acre onto that 90 million acres planted, and now you're looking at a carryout of over 900 million bushels. So we have to be careful and see if we get that kind of surprise. And if we do, we may go back and retest those lows around 826 1/4 and maybe see what's below. Also, regarding the beans, Trump made an announcement this morning, President Trump, that they were preparing tariffs on another $200 billion of Chinese goods. That was walked back a little bit. And then he came back and said that actually they're looking at about $267 billion. So as has been the case recently, a lot of conflicting reports as far as what's going on with these tariffs. We will have to keep an eye on this as this develops. I doubt anything will be resolved on this ahead of the election. I think China is hoping to kind of apply pressure to Trump while we may be in a vulnerable position. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 35 points at 95.34. Crude oil up down 8 cents a barrel at 67.69. And you had the stock market down about 70 points after being down a bit more. Again, on that tariff news, the market didn't like that and then rebounded a little bit afterwards. That is all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.